USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A big announcement expected in the next few days. South Korea and the U.S. planning to say that they will be ending large-scale joint military drills. It will follow up on the president's vow to end what he called war games after his historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. South Korean media reporting the decision doesn't affect routine training and that the large exercises would start up again if North Korea doesn't follow through with efforts to denuclearize. A candlelight vigil held last night for two Kansas City sheriff's deputies who were shot and killed by an inmate who apparently grabbed one of their guns.
We must look to the sacrifices of Deputy Rohrer and Deputy King and believe what they believed, that the fight for goodness and truth and justice is worth our very lives.
This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
China fights back against the tariffs placed on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports to the U.S. by President Trump. He issued those 25% tariffs in response to what he calls China's unfair trade practices. Now, China has responded by putting a 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of products imported from the United States, including on soybeans, electric vehicles, orange juice, salmon, whiskey, and cigars. And China says more tariffs will be announced later. Actress Angelina Jolie is calling on the international community to help stabilize the Iraqi city of Mosul a year after it was liberated from ISIS. Visiting the city yesterday in her role as a special envoy for the UN, she said it was the worst devastation she's ever seen in 17 years with that world body. Jolie urging the world not to assume the work is done just because the fighting is over. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is now in jail in Virginia. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
His ankle bracelets were revoked amid allegations of witness tampering from special counsel Robert Mueller. He faces trial for various charges, including failing to register as a foreign agent. Manafort and his Russian business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, allegedly asked European contacts to testify that their lobbying work did not take place in the U.S. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Manafort's attorney, "This is not middle school. I can't take his cell phone. I have no appetite for this." Manafort will now remain in jail until his trial concludes later this year.
And it's in the books, a game between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Jimmy Kimmel. After lots of back-and-forth trash talk between the Republican senator and the late-night comedian, the two met on the basketball court in Texas yesterday for a charity game. It ended up with Cruz winning 11-9. Kimmel now has to give $5,000 to a charity of Cruz's choice. The game was held at Texas Southern University in Houston. Oh, and lastly, today is Father's Day, a day to celebrate the impact fathers have on our lives and our families and our nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.